Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Cluck, the podcast where Ted Cluck and Josh Loftus talk about the things that make them happy. Because we can. Let's do it. Ted, my man, good morning. At least here in the PNW, a rainy Saturday morning, of which both of us are here recording, and we're both united in being fine.
Yeah, we're absolutely fine.
And
yeah,
by fine, I do not mean handsome and or, you know, good looking, although I think that's definitely there. Fine meaning neither good nor bad. We're fine.
Yeah, the moods are at about a five and a half right now, which, neither great nor terrible. But I do have a movie that drifted through my transom that I want to talk to you about. And I want to know if you've seen it, because I think if you watch this movie, it will resonate deeply with you. Okay. And this is the movie. It's the definitive movie about American political bifurcation that nobody has ever seen. It's called The Hunt, and it came out in March of 2020, which, as you'll recall, is when cultural elites were shutting the world down.
Right.
Have you seen The Hunt?
Is this the one with Hillary Swank?
It is.
Yes. I feel like I watched that during COVID.
Dude, it's crazy.
Is it a horror film?
Yeah, kind of. So I had never seen it. I was having dinner with Tristan, my son, the other night, and we were talking about movies where people hunt other people for sport.
Which is kind of a subgenre, as one does at dinner.
You know, nice dinner table conversation.
How's this pork? I hope it's pork.
Yeah, exactly. And so he tells me about this movie, and so the premise of The Hunt is rich, lefty, cultural elites gather sort of Trumpian conservatives and hunt them for sport. It's kind of a satire on like what would happen if all the vile and vitriol that both sides of the aisle spewed at one another on the internet were to kind of come to life. And the answer is we would all be dead. It's funny. It's satirical. It takes shots at all the kind of sophomore poli-sci, you know, verbiage, like, you know, something being problematic or cultural appropriation or all these kind of 2020-ish things that were really popping off back then. And the movie was like poorly received critically because I think regardless of what side of the aisle you resided on, like you weren't allowed to like it.
People didn't like admitting that, that they would hunt another person.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, if you were a cultural elite, you of course couldn't like it because it fired a bunch of shots there. But if you were conservative, you didn't like it because you were the one getting hunted and killed.
Right.
And nobody saw it because it came out in March 2020. I don't know. I wondered if that one had drifted through your.
I think I do remember seeing that one, and I think I remember. It's got Mads. Oh, what's his last name? Mikkelsen or something like that. I love that actor.
I think
he plays the main kind of protagonist, if I remember correctly. He's the antagonist. He's the bad guy, isn't he?
I don't remember exactly who he was, but the main antagonist and the main protagonist are both women. So it's a woman who is kind of in charge of the hunt, as it were.
Yeah.
And then like the main conservative woman who like fights her way out and survives is an actress I wasn't familiar with. So it's good times.
Yeah. It's like very like Hunger Games-esque kind of just if it was
filled with money and more realistic.
Yeah, and filled with cultural commentary that yeah. hit at a certain level, right? So, yeah, really fun. Anyway, wondered if you'd seen it. I've got a World Magazine column dropping about it on Friday.
Oh, cool.
It was one of those movies that, like, immediately after viewing it, so it was like 10:30 at night when we wrapped it, and I looked at my wife, and I was like, should I write about this now or tomorrow morning? Because it's definitely being written about.
Yeah.
So I just hopped on the laptop and banged one out in like a half hour. So, fired up about it.
What's your survival technique if you're the one being hunted, Ted? Where are you going? Where are you running?
That's a problem because I'm a big guy. Like, there's a lot of targets.
You're a big target. So yeah.
I am a big target. I think I'm trying to get, and this is probably, you know, a thousand kinds of the wrong idea, but I think I'm trying to get as close as possible so I can go hand to hand.
There, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to be right up in your business. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to be right on your chest. And I think if I'm there, then I got the best shot that I'm going to have.
Yeah.
Then we can use all this.
I do think.
Yeah. We can use all this size and strength to our advantage and not just be a big target running around out there waiting to get shot. You know.
Yeah. No, I do think that is the best. That is the best strategy. I'm not outrunning anybody and I'm not hiding. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're, you know, the hunt is over in the first 10 minutes. Let's just put it that way. One way or the other, the hunt is only about 10 minutes long.
I don't feel like I have that, like, cleverness quality that a lot of people have in those
yeah.
situations.
Yeah, like, I'm the guy making a fire in the middle of the night, like, roasting things. Like, oh,
yeah,
finally.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in those movies, there's always, like, the super smart guy who, like,
yes.
you know, zags yeah. and figures out the whatever. I don't feel like I'm that guy.
That's
I feel like
you.
I'm the guy who will, like, fight like an Apache until I'm dead, but
yes.
you know, that's pretty much all I bring to the table.
Which I'd rather that, you know, like we could stretch this out for a month, you know.
Yeah, why
like,
stretch it out for a month and get like, hungry, you know? I either
like,
want to
don't eat those berries. Those
right.
berries are bad.
I either want to die in the first 10 minutes or I want to, you know, like win the whole thing in the first hour so that I can have my
exactly.
next meal, you know.
Yeah, 100%. So. 100%. Well, speaking about dying in the first 10 minutes, Ted, it's a new year.
Yeah.
It's a new us.
Yeah.
All right. 24 hours. In the span of 24 hours, something magical happens in the hearts and the minds of people around the world.
Yeah.
In which they think that once the stroke of midnight hits,
yeah.
they are completely different people. And all the things that they did not get done in the year previous are now possible.
Yeah.
And all of the ways that they fell short and the things that they struggle with personally are now magically overcome.
They're going to go away. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
They're going to go
They're
away.
They're all gone. All right? And my question to you, Ted, is are you a New Year's resolution guy? And if not, why not?
Not at all. I'm the least New Year's resolution guy. And I think probably the biggest answer to why that is that I'm not on social media, you know, because if a New Year's resolution falls in the forest and nobody's there to look at it and like pat you on the back for it, does it even happen? So I have no way to sort of perform my New Year's resolutions. So that's probably the main reason why I don't do it. The other reason why I don't do it is I just get done most of what I want to get done. It's not like I have these big outstanding things in my life where I'm like, man,
right.
if only I could knuckle down and find the willpower to do X. Like, if that thing exists, chances are I've gotten it done or I'm like working on it. And I don't know, there's just not a whole lot of new kind of ideas or things that I'm interested enough in to go, okay, like in 2026, I'm going to learn to play the violin or whatever, which would be fine. That would be a fine thing. Or I'm going to speak French or I don't know. I feel like the things that I've wanted to do, I've done, and the things that I don't want to do, I just kind of don't care about. And I don't beat myself up for not knowing how to speak French or play the violin. I just figure those are things for other people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if you know, if you're listening to this and you're a New Year's resolution person, like no shade to you, like if it works for you, awesome. You know, that's fantastic. It's never worked for me. I've never been a New Year's resolution guy. I think there was a small part of my life, Ted, very small when I was like early college when I wanted to be like very much the like I was very heavily influenced by kind of the Young Restless Reform movement, of that stuff, right? So you want to be the book guy, you want to be the writer guy, right?
Yeah.
And like in my head, like I had this whole plan of like, okay, like my big thing was here's the 12 books I'm going to read this month. And every, you know, for like a span of like 3 years, right? I would have my, you know, my next year of books that I'm going to read, right? And again, like there's tons of people that do that. That's totally fine. I never succeeded in that.
Yeah.
Ever. Not once did I succeed in that, right? And the thing, and what's crazy to me now is I can't imagine having time to read all those books in the span of 12 months. Like, you know, I see I see people on Twitter posting their like 2025 like books I've read, right? Again, which is cool. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But like these people are posting like I read like 30 books in 2025. And I'm like, and I'm not exaggerating. Like huge list. I'm like, where do you have time to do this? Like I have had a book sitting on my nightstand for a month that I have not cracked open because by the time I get in bed, I'm so exhausted from the freaking day. You know, so where like who has time for this? I guess is the question.
The thing nobody tells you in college is that you'll never have more time than you have when you're in college.
Yeah,
and what's a shame about college now is that I think college students have this pathological need to sort of tell everybody how busy they are. And so they think they're really busy. They think they're really stressed out. And they say things all the time like, I don't have time to read for fun. Now, I have a couple of students who read voraciously for fun, and I really respect them, and I think they're going to be better writers for it. But yeah, once you graduate, I mean, once you marry, have kids, get involved in your church, you know, get a 9-to-5, whatever, like, yeah, your reading time is you know, going to be slashed exponentially, unless, and maybe this speaks to it, right? Maybe these guys who are crushing 35 books a year are the like third or fourth guy on the roster at a mega church, and they don't quite have a whole lot to do. You know what I mean?
They're
making that nice cushy six figs at the mega church and getting their getting their complimentary North Face jackets.
They had
with the
like
church
two
logo
meetings
every...
that week.
Yeah, they had two meetings.
It was a big week,
dude. I've got a really full week. I have
really
two meetings and. Yeah. I have to prepare a 5-minute devotional. So,
I have to
order all the new iPads that we're going to give out to people at church. And
I got to reset everyone's password for staff. It's going to be a thing.
I got to order the beach balls that we're going to bat around during the service and call church, you know, for 25 minutes. But maybe those are the guys.
We got to market test some Sunday school curriculum.
Exactly. No, hear this. I'm all for books. I mean, I'm in the book business.
So, oh, yeah, for sure.
If these people want to buy my books, even if they don't read them, they can flex that they have them, I guess. So shout out those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, the New Year's resolution thing, man. I've always just kind of, I think just kind of had the mentality of, you know, if you want to do something, just do it.
Yeah,
you know, like don't wait for a magical day.
I wish I was a New Year's resolution guy because I think the dopamine hit of A, having it, B, announcing it, and then C, maybe completing it. Like, I think the dopamine hits on all those would be nice. Like, it'd give you a little jolt. It'd give you a little something.
Maybe I should just start doing New Year's resolutions of things that are, like, super small and, like, accomplishable that day.
Actually,
New Year's resolution to fill my truck up with gas. And be like,
let me tell you about one that I have. let me tell you about one that I have. So Tristan and I were antiquing the other day. We were in the next town over hitting some antique shops, and he found a vintage CB radio unit for his truck.
Oh, cool.
And he looks at me, I look at him, he's like, I don't even know if this thing works. And I was like, yeah, but it looks really cool. And like, we immediately became 7-year-old boys, like clicking the little thing. And
right.
So he bought the CB. he installed it in his truck, and come to find out it does work.
That's
and so
awesome.
Now I'm going to get a CB unit for my car.
Yes,
and
dude.
We're going to be CB guys, dude. And I'm so fired up. I've always wanted a CB in a vehicle.
What's
I've never
the
had
range it. On those suckers?
I have absolutely no idea, dude. Absolutely okay. no okay. clue. So yeah. I'm going to become a CB guy first and then like retroactively learn
dude,
how it works.
You know what that means, though?
What?
Is you guys now need call signs.
Yeah, dude.
You guys need your CB radio names.
Dude, what's my CB radio name going to be?
Dude, that's the question now,
that's
man.
That's crazy. Like, I have not even thought about it.
You need one. You know, breaker, and then say your name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So-and-so breaker. To so-and-so.
Dude. Yeah, any suggestions from the audience, hit us up in the comment sections. I need a good CB radio name because nothing's coming to mind right now, but although this is the first time I've thought about it.
Yeah, you need something cool like Teddy Uppercuts or something like that. You
Teddy
know?
Uppercuts. I like it.
Teddy Two Fists. I don't know.
Teddy Two Fists. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's just keep them coming. Once I hear it, I'll know it, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Listeners, send us some suggestions for Ted's call name. He needs a radio breaker name. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I think the closest thing I have to that is I don't know, golf more. I got some new clubs. I figured out the yardage last week. Went to the old simulator.
There
and,
you go.
Figured
Hit
those
the old
out.
Simulator
so.
Because
I
probably
did. I hit.
All your golf courses are underwater right now. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of water.
Yeah, you'd have to wear like a wetsuit and flippers to get
the greens
the
are a little wet right now, Ted. They are sadly. But
upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Sure. So, okay. Well, speaking of people that need to be better writers.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to preface this first.
Okay.
Are you a Stranger Things guy?
Dude, it's a complicated relationship with Stranger Things. Okay, let me walk you through it. This will be brief. So okay. I've watched everything up until this new like chunk of seasons dropped. So I was all caught up.
Season 5.
Yeah, I was all caught up until season 5. And I'll say this, I liked it. And it started out me and KK watching it because this thing's like a decade and a half old now or something, right?
Yeah, 2016, 15,
yeah, that's
16.
Crazy. Yeah, so a decade. Yeah. And so, you know, we'd been watching over the last decade or whatever. And then the new chunk of episodes dropped like on Thanksgiving, I think.
Right.
And my wife just had no interest in watching. And I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. I would like to watch them. I'd like to assuage my curiosity, see how they wrap it all up. And so I had a student show me like half an episode, and I thought it was pretty cool. And then I finished watching that up, and I watched like half or all of the next ep. But I can't get anybody in my household to watch it with me. Like Maxim's not real interested anymore. KK is definitely not interested. So I'm kind of at this like stalemate with Stranger Things where I feel like it's going to have to like go on in my office on the laptop while I'm like grading papers or something, which is fine, but it just means it'll be a while before I get through it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give any spoilers then to this season.
What's your relationship with it?
Well, my wife and I watch them all. We by and large like the show. Yeah. And I'll let you kind of direct in terms of how much info that I give, but season 5 has a lot of people split.
Okay.
It's got a lot of people split. The first half of the season, people loved.
Really?
And I think it has the highest rated episode. I think it's like episode 2 or 3.
Wow.
Is like the highest rated ep of the series.
Wow.
But it also has the lowest rated ep.
Ooh.
And it's like the episode after that.
Uh-oh.
So Netflix gets a little preachy as yeah. Netflix does. Nobody likes okay. that, right?
Okay. What are
but
we preaching about?
People, oh, Will being gay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and there's a whole coming out scene that
oh, boy.
It was like 12 minutes long and took 24 hours to film. And
yeah.
And oh, people absolutely hated it. It tanked the episode. But that's not the main thing that people are mad at, believe it or not.
Wow, yeah, okay. Go on. What are they
people
mad
are,
at?
People are split at the ending, man.
Okay.
They're split at the ending. Okay. There's some people that say it wrapped up really, really well.
Okay.
And that it was a satisfying ending. And there's a yeah. lot of people that are saying the writing did not stand up to the season. It did not deliver the punch that was needed. Mm. It was a safe ending.
Okay.
And too quick.
Oh.
It was
interesting.
It was so without obviously you haven't seen it, so you yeah. can't speak to it. When you do, we'll have to revisit this.
Yeah.
So the first part of the question was going to be, did you agree? But we will get to that whenever you watch the ending and you can kind of compare yeah. it to how other seasons have ended, right?
Sure.
But the more overarching topic, I guess, for me was mm-hmm. because I think I'm in the camp of I was left underwhelmed.
Okay. All right.
I was left underwhelmed by the ending, yeah. Especially with things that they could have done.
Yeah,
and things that I thought they were leading up to, right?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And again, I have to be vague because I don't want to spoil it for you. But
yeah,
the question is this: has writing, by and large, like with movies and TV shows, has it gotten worse?
Yeah,
and I feel like with all of the things that are at our disposal now,
yeah,
we should be using these things to enhance writing.
Yeah,
now. I mean, obviously, it's Netflix. Netflix is always going to be preachy. They sure. can't help it. It's part of their sure. thing, right? And I'm not even like I expect that.
Yeah.
To me, I'm more miffed about kind of how the ending happened, and how it was underwhelming, and I do think it's much more of a writing issue than just you know rich execs trying to be sweethearts to people, right?
Yeah.
But like, that's the overarching question, Ted. Have you found that from when you were you know younger to now? TV yeah. shows, movies, they lack, like we have less and less movies and TV shows coming out that sit you back and go, wow, that yeah. writing, the writing was phenomenal. I didn't see it coming. I was enthralled the entire time. It just feels like more and more shows now are just like I'm watching it kind of, you know, side eye while I'm doing something else. You know what I'm yeah. saying?
Yes. I have two things on this. Number one, a friend of the program, I'm not going to give this gentleman's name, but I know he listens, texted me about Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. He had just finished the last ep, and he said mm-hmm. he cried through like the last 20 minutes of the ending. It was so sure. powerful for him and so profound.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that intrigued me. You know, he didn't say much about the quality of the writing overall, but the ending seemed to speak to him. So that's one data point. But
sure.
to yeah. answer your overarching question, I think, you know, the answer is yes, without qualification, because Josh, part and parcel with good writing is good reading. And to your point, with the proliferation of entertainment culture just pervasive, right? So when I was a kid growing up, we had four channels, and then I got cable when I was in high school, maybe, and we had like 25 channels or whatever. No internet, no texting, no social media. Point being, there was only so much I could do outside of my own mind, right? So right. growing up back then, and I think ironically, this is what people love about the show Stranger Things, especially when the kids were younger. They were playing their own scenarios. They were riding their bikes. They were talking on walkie-talkies. They were,
sure,
you know, playing D&D, which is this very creative, in-the-mind kind of game. And so I think as a result of that lack of media and entertainment proliferation, as a writer, you developed a certain life of the mind, right? And it was fed by the books you were reading, the magazine, in my case, the magazines you were reading. And I think in the aggregate, all of that combined to make us really good writers. I think the tough thing about being a writer now is that people's expectations are lower, right? Like, take a movie like twisters, okay? You throw in a hot guy with a great jawline. Right. He fires off two or three clever lines in the span of 2.5 hours, because everything's a half hour too long now. You can't have a two-hour movie anymore. You can't have a 90-minute movie. And you throw in a couple of, you know, kind of dazzling visual effects, and you have a movie. But it's, to your earlier point, again, it's the kind of movie that you can watch with one eye while you're, like, you know, jacking around on your phone or talking to your buddy or whatever. Twisters isn't meant to be paid attention to for 2.5 hours. Like, they bring you in for a couple high points, they move the plot forward, and then you're out. Whereas a movie like The Hunt, and there are a lot of examples of great movies like this, Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous, you've got Mail, right? Like, these real movies where Moneyball, okay? Where the character work is so good, the dialogue is so good, you never want to get up and, like, take a leak. You know what I mean? Because every scene pops. Every scene just rips, right? And so I do think we're losing that. And I think just in my watching of the first couple eps of Stranger Things, yeah, I found my attention kind of wandering. I think I liked the show better when it was newer, when they were kids, you know, when the writing was a little more taut. And I think what I'm looking for, Josh, and you can tell me, this isn't a spoiler per se, but it's a kind of conceptual spoiler. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm looking for out of Stranger Things is some kind of broader commentary on the nature of good and evil. And I feel like we haven't gotten there yet. I feel like it's been a lot of monsters and a lot of the upside down, and, oh, we're hitting them with flamethrowers and we're hitting them with, like, the little girl's special powers or whatever. But I feel like the next level for this is some sort of sin nature work, some kind of commentary on depravity and Imago Dei and some things like that that I just haven't gotten from it.
Yeah, I think you have a point, I will say, in this... in the final episode where you do get that commentary.
Okay.
You have a moment where a couple key characters have a moment together and, you know, basically the villain is tried to, you know, be made out as a victim of a greater evil.
Sure.
Right? And the victim and the villain considers it and says, actually, no,
yeah,
I'm not a victim, right? This is actually me.
Fascinating.
You know, and it's an interesting switch, because I think we have, as a culture, some need for the villains to have a victim complex, right? Like, it was done to them.
Yeah,
it's not their fault, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then puts it on its ear,
which I
actually found interesting.
That's an interesting cultural zag, because you're right. I mean, we have these, like, 6-part documentaries about, like, how did the serial killer become the way he was?
And, yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, we're blaming the parents. We're blaming the school system. We're blaming whatever. And the reality is, in most cases, I mean, per scripture, you know, you continue to sin over time, and the heart is hardened, until you're ultimately given over to the sin, and that's in fact the most terrifying thing that can happen to us.
You'll have to watch it, and then once you make it through all of the eps, we'll have to revisit it, because I want to know if you agree with me. I think I found myself actually in a weird place, and that is that I feel like it needed one more ep.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I feel like it needed one more episode. I think they tried to cram too much, because the final episode's like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. It's like a movie-length TV episode. Yeah. And I feel like they tried to put too much into the final episode. So I'll be very interested to hear if you liked it and if you have some of the same thoughts and critiques that I do.
Well, I hope I get to it soon. And here's what's ironic, and we can end on this and then get to the Patreon. I find myself thinking often, I wish I had more time to watch television. Mm. And maybe that's my New Year's resolution. Maybe I'm just going to watch more TV, which is unimpressive and doesn't look good on social media. But
hey,
like,
you know?
I, well, and it's... that's hypocritical, right? Because I've just spent the last half hour bemoaning like entertainment culture and how it's killing writing, and yet like I have all these shows I want to watch that I don't have time to watch. So
yeah,
maybe I'll just watch more TV. We'll see how that goes for a resolution.
Yeah, I find myself wanting to go back to TV shows that I know are good and that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know, like I can think of a few right now where I'm like, yeah, I'd rather just go back, because trying to sort through what's good and what's not, it feels like risky. Such a chore these days. It does feel risky, you know,
because you don't want to fail.
Is limited,
right?
I don't want to fail.
You know what feels terrible? Starting a show and like making it an event with your wife and then having it suck.
Oh, it's just horrible. Yes.
20 minutes in, you're kind of looking over at her and you're like, are we out on this?
Are we into
this?
She's
like, I don't know. Where are you at on it? And I'm like,
that's all I need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If we're asking where
if she returns the question.
Yeah. The answer is
we know
out.
Where we're at.
Yeah. We're both out.
We're nowhere with this. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. Let's get out of here. We're going to go record a Patreon. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. Let us know your thoughts. Like throw your thoughts in the comments. Am I being a Debbie Downer with the Stranger Things, or are you guys kind of with me thinking that it was kind of underwhelming? Let us know. We also need names for Ted CB Radio, Breaker name. We need it. And if you click the links in the description of these episodes, get yourself some Cluck swag, man. We got beanies and hats. It's cold out there. It's January. All right. Yep. It's cold in those Tennessee hills, man. It's down to, what, 70?
Did you guys
dip into the 60s yet?
I'm going to catch a draft. Yeah.
You're going to catch your death of cold, Ted. But he's got his trusty Cluck beanie. So he's going to be just fine. And you can get yours as well in the links in the description of these episodes. We thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Cluck. Later.